Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. What's Yelp? Yelp might be the most helpful internet site you can find. Hello, listeners. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is Bill Quinn, and today is May 29th, 2013, and we are on our final article for the month of May. And it's an interesting trends article that you can find on pages 42, 43, and 44 in your Advanced magazine. And it's not only a trends article, but also an internet article, because we're talking about this website, Yelp, Y-E-L-P, and it is very helpful for people if you want to find out about good services, good products, get the scoop on if somebody is good at what they do or if they are bad. Anything that you can imagine, you can find it there. So I think this will be helpful for all of our listeners, and I think it's something that the internet is expanding as far as being a social network, as far as people evaluating things, providing reviews on different products and services and companies. And it's actually a very helpful platform so that you know what you're getting into when you find that you need something, a product or service. Well, here to help me out with this article, I've got two panelists. First, off to my right, Josh Mooney. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Great. I'm glad to be here. How about you?
I'm great.
I know you worked with some websites, website company, and you're very familiar with all of this, right?
I am, yes. I worked in digital marketing for about 10 years and was very familiar with Yelp and sites that are similar.
Yeah. Now, I did learn that Yelp, of course, it was based in San Francisco, founded in San Francisco, but they've also got operations in Europe and Australia.
That's right, but it hasn't come to Asia yet, I don't think.
No, I don't think it's in Asia. Maybe that'll happen. So now, did you use Yelp when you were in America?
I do, yes. I still, when I go back, will check out usually restaurant reviews for Yelp. I don't consider them to be gospel by any means, in terms of I don't believe everything I read about a Yelp review, but I do find it interesting to see what people are saying about a certain restaurant before I visit it.
Yeah. It's funny you would say that, because as I was preparing for this and doing some research, I went on to Yelp and I thought, I'm going to research my favorite pizza restaurant in Pittsburgh and just see what this is all about. And it was fascinating for me to read the reviews. They were all over the board.
Right.
There were like 50 comments or 50 reviews, and it went from 1 star to 5 stars. And it just, I think it was all personal preference.
I think one of the common themes about Yelp is passion. People are extreme about one way or another. There's very little middle ground in terms of the reviews on Yelp.
Yeah, very good point. When you say middle ground, what do you mean by that?
Well, that they don't take a balanced view and share maybe a few of the high points and a few of the low points about a place, restaurant, hotel, service. Usually the review is either I hated this place or I absolutely loved it.
That's exactly what I found at this pizza restaurant, right? People loved it. Or they hated it. There was no middle ground, as you said, which is kind of strange. It's like, well, you know, how
could it really be both?
Yeah, how could it be both? Yeah. And then it comes back to that personal preference, what you like, what you prefer, and not necessarily is the place good or bad, but what does the individual really prefer in some of these cases. Catherine Huff is also in the house. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Great. Great. Glad to have you here, Catherine. And what about you? Do you Yelp?
Well, whenever I am at home in the States, I do occasionally to try to find a new restaurant. When I lived in Boston, I used it a lot right after I had moved there to find somewhere new to go, somewhere new to eat.
Okay. So, well, that's a really good point that you make. You were new to Boston, really didn't know your way around town. Mm-hmm. And you're like scrambling for information, right?
Exactly, yeah. And that's why Yelp was helpful. If I needed to do something like I don't know, find somewhere to buy some cheap groceries. I could find a store and they would, you know, some places would have good deals and you can find that online. People talk about that on Yelp. So
okay. Now, have you ever left a comment or a review on Yelp?
I actually haven't. I just have never been bothered to, but I was looking on the website and some of my Facebook friends I found have, they comment on everywhere they go.
Yeah.
So one of my friends lives in Southern California and she checks in to every restaurant that she eats at and leaves a review for basically everywhere on Yelp.
Do you agree with her?
Well, I've never been to those places, but she writes some good reviews. So,
okay.
Yeah, makes me want to try it out.
Did you ever leave a comment or a review?
A couple times, and it's been when the owner of the place asked me to. It's never been something I thought of doing,
yeah.
And that's actually been a controversial part of Yelp, is when friends of owners of places leave rave reviews, rave meaning high, high praise.
Mm.
And is that really fair when someone who maybe has some sort of vested interest in the organization? And I didn't. I was just friends with a few owners of places, and they asked me, would you write a review?
Yeah.
And I wrote a positive review.
Yeah. All right. You said vested interest.
Meaning that you maybe have an ownership in it, or you're going to have something to gain by a positive outcome.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. There is a lot to talk about in this article about Yelp. It's an interesting concept, and there's also some great vocabulary in here, not just our vocabulary focus or specialized terms that are bold printed in the article, but there's plenty of other words that I've underlined and highlighted, so I hope you do the same as we go through it. So let's have our first reading. It'll be on page 42 down to line 24.
Yelp continues on its path of success. In the fractured and fractious world of local advertising, Jeremy Stoppelman and Yelp are shooting for the moon. Sometime last year, the home button on my iPhone stopped working. I spent a few fruitless hours trying to fix it myself, then proceeded to the Apple Store. Cost? $200. An easier solution. Then I found Peter. A 30-something guy, Peter works in a shoebox of an office in San Francisco's financial district. There is a work table, a water cooler, some mismatched furniture, and, crucially, a letter tacked to his bulletin board with the following words printed in large block letters. People love us on Yelp. To Peter and millions of other local businesses, Yelp, the San Francisco-based company that has become the largest and best source for online reviews, might as well be the internet. I had found Peter by doing a quick search for home button repair using the Yelp app on my barely functional iPhone. I used the app to get directions, and within 10 minutes, Peter was dissecting my phone. Cost $89, less than half what Apple charges. It was, as I would write in my Yelp review, another five-star experience.
Yelp continues on its path of success. And what does our deck say, Catherine?
It says, in the fractured and fractious world of local advertising, Jeremy Stoppelman and Yelp are shooting for the moon.
All right. Well, that first line there sounds painful. What do we mean?
Well, I think, well, if something is fractious, that means that someone tends to argue or fight. It's hard to control. So I think what they're saying is that basically the world of local advertising is always kind of up in arms. They're always fighting. Everyone's always trying to get to the top.
Okay. So that's fractious. That's one of our vocab-focused terms. But also right before that is fractured.
Right. That it's split up into many pieces, which you could imagine. Local advertising is very difficult to have maybe one site or a couple sites that cover a large area like the world or even, you know, Southern California, which is a huge area. There's a lot of players, companies, newspapers, media outlets that would like to provide local information but find it really difficult.
Yeah. And it would be confusing. The reason I mentioned painful earlier is fractured we also use for when somebody breaks a bone, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So he broke a bone or he fractured his bone. So, and I would think as a business person, it is confusing. Imagine you are a small business owner in local advertising. You literally would have people calling on you constantly trying to sell you advertising, right?
It used to be so simple, and we're going to talk about one of the dinosaurs, one of the oldest advertising companies for local business, the Yellow Pages, right? You just advertised in a big book that went on all your customers' doorsteps, and that's where you found every company.
Yeah.
But now with the internet, there are endless companies and listing agencies and websites that want to provide you local info.
It would be confusing. If I was a business owner, it would be confusing. What do I choose? Because I only have a certain amount of money to spend. Where do I advertise? Which avenue do I choose? So, okay, and we meet one of the founders of Yelp right here in the deck, Jerry Stoppelman. And he also was co-founder with Russell Simmons back in 2004 of Yelp, and they are shooting for the moon, shooting for the moon.
Well, that means that they are trying to go as far as they can. They're trying to make this company as successful as it can possibly be.
Okay, aiming high.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, how do we start our reading, Josh?
Well, we say up there at the top that sometime last year, the author's home button broke. And he has an iPhone, and the home button, of course, is that important little dial at the bottom of an iPhone that allows you to get back to the home screen and start all sorts of applications. And that required a few fruitless hours of trying to fix it by himself.
Fruitless.
Fruitless means it was unsuccessful. He tried to fix it himself, but apparently it did not work.
Now, if you had a successful period of time, if you had a productive period of time, how would you say it?
Say it was fruitful.
Fruitful.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So let's make our time fruitful, not fruitless. So the writer here is giving a narrative of his experience. First, he tried to fix it himself. Ha ha. Right?
Not a chance.
So the first thing would be then to do what?
Well, you get on the phone and you call the Apple Store. Mm. And he proceeded, meaning the next thing he did was to contact the Apple Store. And they said they could fix it for a mere $200.
$200. I don't know if anybody's had to get repairs to their smartphones. I have an iPhone, and anytime something is broken, usually the repairs or replacement of parts is very expensive. Actually, you almost get to the point where, do I replace this? Do I repair this, or do I just go buy a new phone?
So. Well, or you could have insurance in the phone, right, depending on your carrier.
That's right.
But, yeah, it's a $600 plus device, so there are some really expensive parts on it.
Oh, yeah. Now, the writer Max Chafkin says, wow, $200, I don't know. So then he's looking for an easier solution.
That's right. And he says he finds a man named Peter. And Peter works in an office in San Francisco's financial district, in a very small office.
He describes him as a 30-something guy.
Yes.
Why do we say 30-something?
It just means he's somewhere in his 30s, but we don't know exactly what age he is.
And why did you say a small office?
Because the story says he works in a shoebox of an office. So if we describe something as a shoebox, we mean that it is a very, very small room.
Yeah. Okay. Well, of course, it's going to be small. And the reason why, he's in San Fran's financial district where the rent is going to be through the roof, we might say, extremely expensive. So, and then he goes on to describe this lovely office.
Well, Peter's got a work table, a water cooler, and some mismatched furniture. So not exactly luxury surroundings in his workspace there, but it gets the job done. A water cooler, of course, is where you can have cold water come out of a little tap. And some mismatched furniture, meaning he didn't buy it as a set.
Yeah.
It's, you know, maybe a piece from a used store here and an IKEA table, and nothing goes together.
Different colors, different shapes. And then crucially, what?
Oh, he has a letter tacked to his bulletin board. So it's on his bulletin board, and it says, "People love us on Yelp." So it's a little bit of credibility there.
Okay. All right. So he's advertising a little bit that, hey, you know, I've got a good reputation, right?
That's right. Or maybe he's just reminding himself that and motivating himself that he's got fans all over Yelp. Okay. And that's really what we talked about at the opening, that people are passionate about the places and services that they love and hate on this website.
Well, it is important to this 30-something guy named Peter, important to him and millions of other businesses. Yelp, the San Francisco-based company, has become what?
It has become the largest and best source for online reviews. The writer says it might as well be the internet. So,
what does he mean by that?
He means that Yelp is becoming the place that people go to for more information about small companies such as Peter, what he does.
It becomes – might as well be the internet in a way means it's the source.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all have certain sites that we visit. And you know, for me, maybe the internet essentially is Facebook and Hotmail. There are certain sites. We all probably have about 5 sites and that's it, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm more of a Google and Facebook guy.
Yeah. Okay.
You're right. It's often where your email is and then your search engine of
mm-hmm.
choice
mm-hmm.
and then where does all that information reside?
Yeah.
And I think Google does a great job, and we'll talk about its competitors, of getting you the basics, you know, the address, the map, a link to its website. But if you want to go deeper, you often go to Yelp.
Now, how did the writer find him?
He did a quick search for home button repair on his Yelp app on his, it says, barely functional iPhone. So he could barely use his iPhone, but he managed to search.
And that is what's great about Yelp, is their search indexing in terms of all the different terms that they pull out from businesses. You can get so specific. I mean, he literally typed in home button repair and mm-hmm. Yelp knew what he meant. That is, this wasn't, you know, a button at his house. This was the home button on his cell phone. That's pretty impressive.
And that's great. I mean, that's because that's specifically what you are looking for. And it actually, what that does is that cuts down your search time.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, when we have a problem, if something breaks at home or at the office, it's usually a very, very specific thing. And in the past, before the internet, you would have to just like start at the bottom of the mountain.
Right.
And then climb your way up to the peak that had the specific problem that you had.
Right. And right. I mean, I do like to look for restaurants, and you can get as specific as you want. If you want a great Japanese brunch in Marina del Rey, it'll bring you 4 ideas.
Yeah, that's right. And it does behoove you. Or it is a good idea for you to be as specific as possible with your searches. So, well, fortunately, the writer still had this Yelp app working on his barely functional iPhone. And he used this app to get directions. And within 10 minutes...
Well, Peter was dissecting the writer's phone. So Peter was taking apart the phone and looking for the problem and already trying to solve it.
All right. Well, we used to dissect like frogs in biology class, right?
Yeah, that's right.
To find out what's inside. Well, now we do it with iPhones to find out what's inside and fix them. So that's why Peter was taking it apart. And what was the result?
Well, a cost savings. It was, remember, $200 to have it fixed at the Apple Store. And Peter, our small business handyman, fixed it for $89.
All right. Less than half what Apple charges. It was, as the writer says here, and as he would write in his Yelp review,
another 5-star experience. So he thinks that Peter did quite well.
Okay.
Gave him 5 stars.
All right. I did ask Catherine about that before, if she had written a review. Well, our writer, Max Chafkin, then did write a review for Peter, the home button repair guy. And they do have ratings from 1-star to 5-star. And he gave him 5 stars for this wonderful experience. Okay, let's continue with reading 2 for today.
Yelp's mission. When I relate my story to Yelp's 35-year-old CEO and co-founder, Jeremy Stoppelman, he gives me a sly grin. The mission, he tells me, is connecting people with great local businesses. He makes it sound simple, but in fact, Stoppelman is tackling several of the most bedeviling problems to challenge internet companies today. Yelp is in the local advertising business, a market that no internet company has ever truly disrupted, but one so tantalizingly large, worth between $90 billion and $130 billion, depending on whom you ask, that it has attracted the likes of Facebook, Google, and Groupon, larger rivals that would like to crush Yelp. Its users are increasingly coming via mobile phones, which are reputedly less amenable to ads.
Okay, very interesting start to this article. It is a Fast Company article, so it has some great vocabulary in it and some great business concepts in here. So we continue. Max Chafkin, the writer of this article, first gave a narrative, his experience of trying to fix the home button on his iPhone, and now we leap into another dimension. He's talking to the founder, one of the co-founders of Yelp, Jeremy Stoppelman.
Right, and we don't say he's a 30-something. We actually give his age. He's 35 years old, so pretty young for a founder of a major internet company. And he gives our author a sly grin after hearing the story. And sly almost means that he has kind of something sneaky in his mind or maybe something behind that smile a little bit that might be hard to understand.
Yeah. All right. It's something, well, he kind of knows something and he just kind of agrees and kind of, oh, yeah, I know. All right. Well, Jerry Stoppelman then does start giving a quote.
He says the mission is connecting people with great local businesses. So he's saying that what Yelp wants to do is give people the ability to find new local places to eat, to go to things to try out.
Okay.
And that's in contrast to, say, chain restaurants or things that we all know what they do, like Home Depot or IKEA. I wouldn't need a review of that place because I've been there. And if I go to IKEA in Asia or IKEA in America, it's pretty much the same experience. But you're not going to have that about the local pizza joint.
Yeah, and in some ways, when you're new to areas or not familiar, you're missing out on things. You're missing out on a lot of good products and services, right?
That's right. And you don't know. Maybe you live next to the greatest, you know, computer repair company ever, but all you see is a sign in front of their office and not sure if it's worth going into.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not familiar, so you don't go in there a lot of times, especially when it comes to restaurants. Now, he makes it sound simple. The writer says that Jeremy Stoppelman makes this sound simple, but in fact,
Stoppelman is tackling several of the most bedeviling problems to challenge internet companies today. If something is bedeviling, we mean that it's confusing, it's annoying, it's hard to understand.
Okay. All right. He's dealing with these very difficult to understand problems in the internet today. Why?
Well, there's lots of problems. I think one of the first ones is you need scale to create a website with local reviews that are worthwhile. Mm-hmm. If I move to a new town and come on the website and there's only two restaurants, then it's not really helpful to me. So you need scale. You need a lot of people out dining at a lot of restaurants. And like your friend who reviews everything she does, you need a lot of reviews.
Yeah, yeah. Scale, meaning mass or size or quantity in this instance. So, all right, yeah, you're right. You need a lot of information on there or people are not going to use it. It's not going to be helpful for them. Now, we move on to page 43 here to continue our reading. Yelp
is in the local advertising business, and it says a market that no internet company has truly disrupted, but that it's tantalizingly large.
Hmm. Now, what do we mean by as far as truly disrupted?
I think that no internet company has been able to get in there and succeed with getting people to buy things, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And kind of redefining how things used to be done.
Yeah.
Right? We think of Amazon redefining commerce. You think of other large websites changing how old media. Oh, the record companies obviously had to have their businesses completely redefined by the internet. So that's what the internet has done for so many kind of industries. They've disrupted them. They've turned them on their head.
Yeah. Industries, but when it comes to local businesses, they haven't. But it is a tantalizingly large market. Tantalizing meaning so attractive and interesting and exciting. And it's worth between $90 billion to $130 billion in advertising revenue, I would believe.
That's right. That's
what we're talking about.
Yellow Pages, I mentioned, local newspaper ads, and then direct mail, which is still popular in Asia and the United States. And that's junk mail, you know, local companies telling you about the special down the street. And those things are being replaced by the internet.
Okay. Now, this tantalizingly large market has attracted the interest, we see here, attracted the likes of Facebook, Google, and Groupon. Larger rivals that they would like to, would they like to get along with Yelp?
Oh, no, no. They would like to crush Yelp. They don't want Yelp to succeed in what it's doing.
Okay. Now, it has attracted them, but they haven't quite figured it out. These large companies, they haven't quite figured this out. And but interestingly, about one of the dynamics that is changing in this marketplace are the consumers.
That's right. They are moving off Yelp.com and, like our article started with, moving it to their mobile phones. So the Yelp app is increasingly becoming people's primary way of accessing at reviews and leaving reviews. And it just makes sense. If you're out with friends and you're, you know, hopping off the subway, you're not going to be near a computer to find out where a local sushi restaurant is.
Right. Yeah. You said when they're moving off Yelp.com, I believe you meant you moving off like a desktop or a laptop computer at home, moving to this mobile platform, and which are reportedly, the reputation of less amenable to ads?
Yeah, that's right. If something is amenable, it means it's willing to accept or be influenced by something. So I guess the phones are less susceptible by the ads.
Yeah. It's something that this has been the hot topic at least for the last year or two. At the forefront of all of this is Facebook. How does Facebook monetize mobile? That's been the issue. And actually, that's what this point is right here. Companies haven't quite figured out yet how to monetize mobile, right?
That's right. It's whether we're willing to accept banner advertising on our mobile websites and if we want to see any ads at all on our apps.
Yeah. So that's what this last sentence is all about. And we're going to continue this discussion tomorrow. So come on back. Till then, this is Bill.
Catherine.
And Josh.
Saying goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.